Honey? Honey, where are you? Oh, there you are. Why do you look so afraid? What's going on? What do you mean I was growling in my sleep? And floating above the covers? That doesn't sound right. You must have been having a bad dream. I mean, the things you're saying are impossible. If you were awake, then you must have been hallucinating. How could I have been floating above the sheets? That's ridiculous. I mean, how is that even possible? There's gotta be something wrong with you. Do you have a fever? What can I tell you to make you believe that what you saw wasn't real? Well, what do you mean that you had your arms wrapped around me when I was floating? That doesn't make sense, sweetie. But this thing you seemingly saw in your mind seems like it was so vivid. You don't have to back away from me. I don't want to hurt you.
Okay.
You're rather observant. And my eyes are glowing right now, aren't they? A little bit? I could see it on your face. Like, literally, I could see a bit of red light on your face. Okay, honey, we need to have a chat. I didn't want to tell you the truth because I wanted you to accept who I am. But I think honesty right now would be for the best. But yes, I am what you would call a demon. I took over your girlfriend's body during the night, but it's not like what you've heard or read about. We aren't inherently evil, we're just victims of our own circumstances. We punish the evil. That's our job. So in a sense, we're doing good. We're making the world a better place. There is a catch to this, however. But I'll tell you later because you definitely need to know about it. Now, I could have wiped your mind or given you some hallucinations so that you would have had doubt about what you saw this morning. I could have tried to fool you, but that just didn't seem right. I felt compelled to tell you the truth about what I am because I want to have something real with you, even if it's under these strange circumstances. I know the idea of this is frightening, but you don't have to be afraid of me. I don't want to hurt you. Your girlfriend, she's in here too. I can see all of her thoughts, her memories, her emotions. This body is a vessel for me, but I have every access to everything about her. I can see what she thought of you too. Such good memories. And she did love you, but I shouldn't say that. It's not right. No, don't make me tell you that. Fine. But I'm doing this under protest. She was about to break up with you. You don't have to believe what I say. Just think about how things have been lately. There's been a lot of tension that you can't explain, hasn't there? She wanted to be with someone else. No, I'm not going to tell you their name. Because you'd confront them, or at the very least, you'd never let it go. And in this case, the person in question didn't even know, so it isn't really important at this point. And besides, this isn't really a problem anymore because I want to be with you. I want to live in this world with you. I can see the kind of man you are. The one you really are from these memories. And it's a lot to take in, but I think I might love you. It sounds weird, I know, but I think it's true. And you have no reason to believe me, but all of these things I feel based on what you did with her, said to her, felt with her. I want you to think that I could have been that with you too, and more. This could turn into something real if you gave me a chance. I'm like your girlfriend, with a little bit extra. Aren't you at least willing to just hear me out before you panic? I know this whole situation is bizarre, but I can see you may be open to at least what I have to say. I could make you think you love me with a few words and a touch, but if you let me stay, I want it to be for the right reasons. That you honestly and truly wanted me to stay. That is your choice, your free will that allows that. But I can be whoever you want me to be. If you want me to be the woman you fell in love with, and only that, I'll try. But I think I can be so much more than that. I'm more powerful than you realize. I could be an ally to you in this world if you're willing to trust me. I know I'll have to earn that, of course, but you have to give me a chance. And I'll believe in you. I'll support you in ways she never did. You have dreams you want to pursue. And not only will I stand behind you when you reach for them, I'll help you. And trust me, that really means something because I do have the power to change your life. I can persuade and threaten and toy with the minds of mortal men and women. But not you. No. I'd never do that to you. For that alone, you should be willing to give me a little more time, but I do have more to offer than that as well. I mean, I know there are so many things she wouldn't let you do in bed, or when she'd let you do them, she tried to make you feel bad, like you were a freak, a deviant. But I won't treat you like that. This body will be your playground. And I'm insatiable. You can be as rough with me as you want. We can try all the kinky things you've ever wanted to do. Doesn't that sound like fun? Looking through her memories, I can see all those deprived acts you enjoy and want to do. And I'm not going to just let you do them. I'm going to beg you. Because I know you wanted her to try some more adventurous things. You want that, right? You've enjoyed toying with this body in the past. Well, you have no idea how good it could be. But you have to do them with me in here. I'm worth knowing. I'm worth trusting. But you have to give me that trust if this is going to work. If I sucked your cock, would that help you make up your mind? I love it when you smile like that. It makes my demon heart flutter in ways I can't describe. So open your pants for me. I could do it myself, but I don't want to fumble with it. It's been a while since I did that, so it's best if you do it for me. Oh my. I guess the idea of face-fucking your demon-possessed girlfriend turned you on so much, didn't it? Just look at how hard you are now. Just look at it. I know how to do a lot more things with my tongue than she did, don't I? Yeah. I can tell you've been waiting for her to do more aggressive things with you. More needy things with you. I can do that for you. It's that same mouth you love having around your cock, only I'm willing and able to do so much more with it. I want to please you and make you mine instead of hers. You have to understand just how willing I am to do that. Of course I can make my eyes glow again while I do this. I guess you really want to know I'm a demon. Is this a kink for you? Because if it is, my oh my, is this your lucky day? And I'm not like a succubus. I'm warm all over. And I'm doing this for you, not for me. Because I want to. I want to make you happy. She could never deep throat a cock like this either, could she? And you wanted to fuck her throat so desperately, but she could never satisfy you like this. So pull my hair and drive your cock down my throat. Use my mouth as hard as you want. I can take whatever you dish out. I can make this flesh capable of taking more abuse than you could ever know. I told you I could. I told you you could use me however you wished. And this is just the taste of how good it could be. I know you want to fuck me. You don't have to say the words. Like I said, I know you. I know exactly what you need. And right now, it's this body. Lay down on the bed, and I'll show you my appreciation. I'll let you see what you can have any time you want. All you have to do is let me keep her body and accept me. I know the things you've wanted her to do for you for so long, but she was too demure to let you have that experience. I want to sit on your face and suffocate you a bit between these thighs. I can see your cock twitch at the thought of it. I'm not going to make you beg for it. Even though that would be so much fun, I'm going to let you have what you desire. You have to realize by now that I'm so wet for you. I'm so eager to please you, to make you happy. It fills my heart with joy. So take a deep breath, and I'll just pull your lips and nose hard against me. And you know exactly what you want to do then, don't you? Yes, you want to taste me. Push your tongue deep inside of me and let my nectar drip into your mouth and down your throat. And at the moment, there'll be so much you almost drowned. I may end up coming on your lips depending on how into this you get me. I taste just the same as her, don't I? Oh, fuck, you're finally getting what you always wanted. I can tell you love every single second of it. Oh, fuck. What you're doing is amazing. Why she never let you do this is a mystery to me. But maybe I won't let you breathe until you've made me come. Aren't you glad I made you take that deep breath? Now I won't be cruel. Catch your breath before we're not done. I can bend and reach over while we're doing this and start stroking your cock slowly in my hand. I know exactly how to make you groan, how to tease you just the right amount so you don't come just yet. But I'll take you tantalizingly close. I can hear you moan down there. And it feels so good to. I'm close. So responsive to your tongue. I'm so close. I'm so close. You feel how wet I am for you. Do you feel it drip down into your mouth? Almost choking you. Oh, I'm so close. I'm so close, baby. I'm so close. That was as good for you as it was for me, huh? As wonderful as your tongue was, and feeling your desperation beneath me, I want more. I could lay down here beside you and wait for you, but like I said, I'm insatiable, and I can tell that you're certainly not done either. So fuck me. Fuck me with wild abandon. I want to feel you on top of me, inside me. Oh, you want to put my legs over your shoulders? You never did this with her. You didn't even try. But with me, oh yes, I'm into it. And soon, you're going to be into me too. I can moan more than her too, and you can make me come more too. We both know this because you're so fucking amazing. I mean, I could leave this body after this and she'd never know what she missed unless you told her. But I don't think you would. It would be our little secret, wouldn't it? But don't stop fucking me. I want every inch. I want to have this experience with you, not just some memory. I want your cock in me, even if it's in her body and not really mine. You've had your cock down my throat and your tongue deep inside me, and you have to admit, this is the best fuck you've ever had. And this is just the beginning of what we could do together. Every dark fantasy you've ever had, I can fulfill. But you have to let me stay for that to happen. And you have to want that too. Ask me to stay. Tell me you're happy with this. I know you are, but you have to say the words. They'll bind me to this world for now. I thought that would be your response. I can feel myself getting stronger already. But you don't have to worry about that. There are other people in this world who should, but not you. Not ever. But keep fucking me. Every stroke is so good and I want more. You like it when I bite you too, don't you? I don't even have to ask. I can tell. You want to hear my demon voice? Why? I don't want you to. I don't want to scare you. Are you sure? You're mine. Mine. And soon I'll be yours too. We'll be bound together, and there'll be so much pleasure and some pain too. If you want it, or you can give it to me. I'm used to torment. I'll use every bit of it, and I'll enjoy every second of it. I can be whatever you want me to. Just ask or beg. I don't care. I just need this. I told you. Why are you smiling? You're the odd fellow, huh? But I sort of like you a little more now, too. I guess I can do it more if it's our little secret. You're groaning so much. I think we're really going to enjoy our time together. I'm gonna wear you out, and you're gonna be in a permanent state of exhausted ecstasy. Doesn't that sound wonderful? Oh, you're about to come, aren't you? You're about to come so fucking hard for me, I can tell. Well then, come with me. You absolutely can't get me pregnant, even if I wasn't on the pill. I control this body, and while I'm here, your seed is inert, so do it. Do it. Look me in the eyes while you come, and I'll come with you, and I'll even make my eyes glow for you. You want that, don't you? Oh, you're just shameless, aren't you? Oh, but I love it. Oh, I love it. Oh, God. Oh, God, I love it. I love it. I love it, I love it, I love it. Oh, fuck. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, God. Oh, God. Okay. Okay, now that we're done with that, I should tell you what the catch is. We may have to kill a few people, but they're bad people. And the worse they are, the better it is for me. I am an instrument of punishment after all, but by doing this, you'll also be improving your standing too. Up there. And down here, too. Let's be honest. It won't be so bad after the first few. And they will be bad people. People the world will be better without. Murderers, rapists, child molesters, and those who use their wealth and power to inflict pain and suffering on others. The kind of people who make the world a miserable place for others. Oh no, you don't have to worry about punishment for your rather sizable lust at the moment. After all, this is a committed relationship. Even though someone else is inside this body, we're just having some good dirty fun. And the murder? That won't be a problem either. You can trust me, but let's lie here for a little while and I'll let you get used to the idea of this, because it's a low-risk, high-reward situation for you. But still, it's a lot to take in. We have lots of time to talk about it. Who's at the door? What do you mean you called someone about an exorcism? When did you have the time for this? Wait, I was growling and floating for hours and you didn't call an ambulance. You called a priest. That's an odd set of priorities, but I have to admit you did seem to understand the situation almost immediately. Which makes my earlier lies seem a little silly in retrospect. But you can't let him into the apartment. He'll sense I'm here, and you know what comes after that. That's dangerous for all of us, because at this point he won't believe you just found out. He'll think you're an accomplice. Well, technically, you are now, but... he doesn't need to know that, and trust me, it won't be pea soup vomit and petty insult if there is an exorcism. It'll be way more gruesome than that. This body could die in the process. But I won't kill him, because you wouldn't want that, would you? No, he's a good man. And you would be very upset with me if I harmed him, because he wants to hurt me, and we can't have that, can we? So if you can get rid of him, then we can be together for the rest of your life. And if you want me to leave at some point, if you make that choice, well, your girlfriend can just wake up having what she thinks is amnesia so she doesn't remember anything that we did together. Her mind will be like she just woke up next to you this morning, no matter how far in the future it is. So we can do anything together and she'll never know. It'll be between you and me and whoever else we decide to play with, but that means you have time to make that decision. But that can't happen if someone else intervenes. So you need to help me here and send him on his way. Tell him you made a mistake and there was some other explanation. He's still going to want to come in, but you can't let him. He's going to be suspicious for weeks, but eventually he'll forget. Or he'll finally believe you're telling the truth. And that should be enough time for me to assimilate in this body. And then he won't be able to detect me after that. You'll do this for me, won't you? Please? I just want to stay with you. Thank you. You won't be sorry, I promise. Are we back? There's more fun to be had. And then we have a job to do. And evil people to find and... you know. You'll get used to it soon, I promise. And then we can be together forever. Won't that be so nice?